gun him at gunpoint.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I find myself dragging my feet this morning.
Yep. Better drink some coffee.
Do you have any?
Do you have any?
Do you have any?
What? Coffee?
Coffee? Yes, coffee.
You a cop?
Are you a cop?
Why?
Because it's National Cup of Coffee with the Cop Day!
Today, law enforcement officers all over the country will sit down and build relationships over a cup of coffee.
Let's start the show. Let's get this thing started.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I don't think you want to be in a cop car having coffee, though. That's probably not recommended. News Talk 93.1 FM. Emily has good news coming up. We have our conundrum for the day, a chance to win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. But we got our priorities in order. We have, he said.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
It just hit me that tomorrow morning at this moment, the brand new drought monitor map will be out. Oh, boy. We got a shock last Thursday. This is going to be look interesting. It's not going to be pretty. Because the drought continues to worsen and our rain prospects are not zero the next few days. There'll be a couple of blips on the radar today and tomorrow, and I think over the weekend, but not many. Not enough to help the drought situation. Record heat continues. We had 101 yesterday. We'll be near 100 today and tomorrow. The record easily broken. 95 today, 94 tomorrow. Man, it's a piece of cake. And low tonight down to 73. Even on Friday, record high. We'll get to 97. I think that will tie the record. We'll probably break the record Friday. But over the weekend, this record streak is over. It's still hot. I mean, it's still 95 Saturday and 91 Sunday, but we're moving in the right direction. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a frontal system on Monday. This is an important front. This is a front that's going to change everything. Not only bring us a little rain, we hope, but some nice air behind it. It'll feel like fall with low 80s daytime, maybe near 60 or even upper 50s at night, starting, next Tuesday, Wednesday.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be great. Dear diary kind of weather. Right now, clear skies, 77. It's 8:04. I've been talking to you a couple of years about plumbing by LeakWire. So guess who needed a plumber yesterday?
You did.
Richie did. And I called Plumbing by LeakWire. It was during regular business hours, but it could have been in
anytime.
The middle,
you could have called them anytime, and they would have been there.
Middle of the weekend. And they would have responded with no overtime charges. And it was so easy. I called in, and they said, we'll get a plumber to you probably in the next couple of hours. It was an hour and a half later. I got a phone call back saying the plumber is on the way. John showed up, and he diagnosed the problem in my master bathroom, and he found another situation that was that had needed to be taken care of that I didn't know about, and he fixed that as well. And then, so I'm a happy camper again with Plumbing by LeakWire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, call him. 264-9666. Ask about the whole house plumbing inspection, where they will check out all your plumbing inside and out, looking for problems that are lurking that you may not know about, like, for instance, the one John fixed in my bathroom. They're also available on the web, acbyleakwire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
After traffic, Emily has good news, and then I have a second good news story to tell. Something happened yesterday that was really great.
Yay!
I'm smiling today.
More music from the Verb.
Keeping you informed on the ride into work this morning, this is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, and I'm going to tell you, it is busy out there this morning. 65 north and southbound into the city, a lot of traffic, as well as 85, but no accidents to report. We're good around the boulevard and, well, accident-free at this time, but you know what? We are keeping an eye on things for you. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October the 11th. Registration's going on now through October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Okay.
Like the time.
The whole time.
The whole time.
I'm sorry. How's your relatives?
The good news story is that a video of a homeless opera singer belting out a song in an LA subway station went viral this week, and it's completely changed her life. Her name is Emily Zarmuka. She's originally from Russia, Mother Russia. And she used to make money playing her violin on the street. Then some jerk tried to steal it and broke it, which is a big deal because it was worth about 10 grand. Now, fun fact about me, I played the violin as a young child.
You play the fiddle?
I played the violin.
You played the fiddle.
It was also how she made a living, so her only choice was to start singing for money, and it turns out she has a great voice, too. A cop in L.A. happened to see her in the subway last week, then the LAPD posted a video on Twitter. It blew up, close to a million views. A reporter in L.A. tracked her down, and she was shocked when someone told her she had been on TV. Since then, she's found a place to stay. Someone's giving her a new violin. She's booked at least one singing gig, and someone started a GoFundMe page for her that's raised a ton of money already. As of last night, it was around $45,000. That's your good news.
Here's my good news.
Yes, Greg, please.
You remember I came in about 2 weeks ago.
I'm shocked, shocked.
I said at my electric bill, and I finally, and I should have done this so long ago,
The budget billing?
No. I will do that eventually, but not immediately, and I'll explain why. So I asked for a power audit from Alabama Power and Light, and Mr. Offord came out yesterday and turned up some incredible situations. One was with our outside AC unit. Apparently, because of the heat and the dryness, grass clippings had clogged the coils, which means for it to intake air, it was
having to work harder.
Oh.
Continuously.
Oh.
Because as soon as they identified that, I called Clark's, and they had a guy out there in an hour, and it was done.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
God knows how much money I went sailing out the window.
Wow.
I mean, but at least I got it done.
Yeah.
But that was one major cause of those obscene electric bills.
I'll be darned.
And then a pool situation that David Fagan's going to take care of. So yesterday was a good day because I had two issues that needed to be done. And look, I'd rather buy more breakfast for you guys with the savings.
That's the kind of guy you are.
It's not really, but you know, I finally learned in life, wasting money does not feel good.
No, it doesn't.
No.
And that's what I was doing. So thank you, Clark's. And by the way, at the end of the week, you can win a Clark's Club membership. It's our big weekly grand prize drawing. It's worth $159. And you know what? I am a perfect example yesterday of how those tune-ups can save you the cost of the membership, because that's what they did yesterday. It was a basic tune-up. And when they do that, they get rid of all that stuff that's clogging the airflow.
Do you know what else that I did not know until this year, until I happened to a friend of mine, about the ants that get in there and block the connectors, and then they get electrocuted from it, so it's just a bunch of dead ant carcasses in there, and they can't make the connection, and then your AC's running all the time, but it's not cooling off your house because it's not getting the right kind of whatever.
That's why it's good to have a, you know, a go-to place like Clark's for HVAC issues like that.
I've never heard of the ants till this year, man.
No, that's some of this may be also due to the heat. They said they've had a lot of calls of unusual situations because it's just been so hot and dry. Because rain will take care of some of those problems along the way. I just thought I'd pass that along. And Alabama Power and Light, Mr. Offord, terrific guy, also found like a small leak in the ductwork in the attic and things. But I'm actually excited now to see what the electric bill will be.
Will be
in
this
2 weeks.
Next time. So you just got an electric bill recently?
That was the 15th of August.
The 15th.
Or September, rather.
Okay.
And it was $500 and some.
Yeah.
And that's way, I mean, that's like $150 bucks higher than it was during the summer last year.
Sure.
And we were using the AC a lot then. So thank you, APL. Thank you, Clark's. And thank you, David Fagan. I solved a lot of problems yesterday. I'm in a good mood. Can you tell?
I can tell. I'm just confused with this APL thing. Did Alabama Power add and light?
Whatever it is, Alabama Power and Light, isn't it, Jay?
It's Alabama.
Back to you.
Isn't it Alabama Power?
I've been calling him
this. Alabama Power, a Southern company.
A Southern company.
That's okay.
Roll Tide.
Pardon me. I will get with the stock exchange listing. as soon as it becomes habit-forming. Thank you for that.
And roll tide's not part of it either.
Our conundrum this morning, something that you can start thinking about now, we'll start taking calls on shortly. These objects, commonly found in the bathroom, cause more injuries than razor blades.
Oh, yeah.
And by that, we mean ER visits.
Yeah, yeah. It's surprising.
It looks harmless, but boy, oh boy, they...
Common household, common bathroom deal.
If you think you know what this item is, call us at 272-9228, because even a wrong answer qualifies you for that Clark's Club membership and the other great prizes we give away on Friday. And I know you want to win that after that great story I just told.
Yes.
Good. They're all agreed. How did I do with that?
Good. Then we're all agreed.
Needs a little work. 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Speaking of grass clippings and mowing the lawn, this is a good time of the year to get a new mower if yours is on its last legs. Now, I buy Toros, and they last a long time, but nothing is forever. If the first one I bought lasts any longer, I'll be taking it to classic lawnmower shows. You know, they have those gatherings. It is a great product, and they not only make them for individuals, the basic. I got the self-propel because we have a little more grass to cut. And they, of course, make the big zero turns. Echoes, X-Marks, the best brand names in mowers at Lewis Lawn. And the tractor-style mowers now there, but they've expanded their showroom space. So you can get what you need, but buying now is a good idea because, like cars, they have model years. And the 2020s will be in, and the 2019s need to go. So see our buddy Chad Sasser over there and get yourself a great deal on your next mower at Lewis Lawn. Of course, they carry all the Stihl products, Shindawa products. Can't get them anywhere else. And guess what? Whatever it is you buy comes with a warranty card. And that warranty card is redeemable at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. And you can reach them at 244-9191. We got a full board. We're coming right back to you in less than 2 minutes.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. All new member activities for Troy University fraternities have been suspended. This comes after two fraternities were suspended because of alleged hazing. The Dean of Student Services and the Office of Fraternity Affairs will hold a series of mandatory meetings with members of each of the fraternities to go over the new member process and reiterate policies regarding hazing and safety. Dr. Nicole Ivey says she has not resigned from her position as principal at Lead Academy. In a statement, she says she was asked to resign after meeting with the State Department of Education about Lead's, quote, lack of compliance with multiple state laws applicable to charter schools. Lead Academy's board will meet tonight to consider a personnel report. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
CBS Tonight is all new, starting with a surprising new Survivor, Island of the Idols.
What is happening?
And David Boreanaz returns.
We're back.
In the season premiere of SEAL Team.
Playtime's over, boys. Focus up.
Then, it's the season premiere of SWAT on its new night.
The city's under attack.
Drones are terrorizing L.A.
This could be the deadliest attack yet.
Unless you stop it.
SWAT, season premiere, CBS Tonight.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On October 2nd, 1951, the world welcomed little baby Gordon Sumner, who would eventually become known as Sting.
Almost there, Mom. If it's a girl, what are you going to name her?
Roxanne!
Well, it's a boy. What are you going to name him?
Gordon!
Sting, a star is born.
Sting. Okay, class, before we go to the phone, let's find out what everybody's laughing at to see if we all find it.
That bit was so hilarious that you just played.
I'll tell you in the next break.
Oh, is that what I'm going to find out?
Yeah, that's what you're going to find out.
All right, we got a conundrum going. This object commonly found in the bathroom causes more injuries, ER visits, than razor blades. What is it?
What do you think?
A razor blade? Well, that's a sharp object.
No. I'm just saying, I thought we had one of our callers up.
Daniel is ready.
Hey, Daniel, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
I'm gonna have to go with Q-tip.
He says Q-tips, and he is...
Over. Done.
That's it. We thought this would go for 20 calls. It went for one call.
Actually, I didn't. Because I started, you know, sometimes you don't know whether it's because you drank a lot years ago.
Yeah.
You remember things that, but you're not really sure if you actually did it.
I think we did this one before. But, yeah. But, I knew that, but I thought it would still go for 20 calls.
It may have been years. It may have been when I was working with... But
God rest her soul.
But anyway, yeah, that's it. Q-tips, man.
And you want a $10 Siva Bistro gift card. So hang on. And everybody that called, we got your name and we got your information. And you're eligible for the big grand prize drawing, which we've been hocking at China.
Hey, you know what we have not done?
What have we not done?
The name for the 8 o'clock hour.
Let me give you the big sexy introduction.
Who's ready?
To play. Let's play a game.
Wow, Don McDaniel. Don McDaniel. You have until the end of the hour to call us at 396-5477. 396-5477.
Don McDaniel.
And if you do, Don McDaniel, you will qualify for the one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy once a month for an entire year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. And should you, yes, you, like to play the name game, visit newstalk931.com, click on the name game banner, submit your name, and then keep listening, and you could win a fabulous prize. We have 3 more weeks of this fantasticness.
What was the name again?
Don McDaniel.
What is the city of
McDaniel? Thank you. So, you win a nice prize, like the Seafood Bistro gift card. You decide, I'm going to pick something up and bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get home and say, look at this. I have this great meal on this homely old dining set, and you start to think, I should get a new one. Where do I go? Where do I save money?
Well, let me think.
If you go to Wetumpka.
Well, where can I go where I don't have to pay that unctuous 10% sales tax?
Unctuous?
Unctuous. The password is unctuous.
I thought that was...
Unctuous.
It's a serviceable word.
Yeah.
Unctuous. That would be Kaiser Fine Furniture.
Uh-huh. Would you talk to Stella?
It's just beyond the tentacles, yes, of the Montgomery tax jurisdiction. So you will save 10%. You'll save.
You won't have to pay the 10%.
You won't pay 10, you'll pay 8.5%.
Right.
And when you're buying furniture, that's real money.
Yeah.
Now you'll save, and Stella, yes, is a goddess, and Stella will help you focus your visit. Like when we needed a recliner, and we weren't there but a few minutes when she had 10 of them lined up for us to see that fit the specifications we listed. Comfy, cushy, room for foofuses, does it rock, does it roll, does it recline, can you put your feet up? And we bought that day because she found one, it was less than $400.
The password is.
And you would never think that if you were embraced in it because it is a comfy chair. So, something like that. You're looking for a better place to enjoy the game from. Spoil yourself a little bit. Everybody should have their own chair.
Treat yourself.
That's right. And you can do it for less. Kaiser Fine Furniture, miles of aisles. Wear comfortable shoes because there's lots to see at this incredible store at 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update for you. Minor crash on I-85. This is going to be right at US 80. Use caution if you're inbound into the city there. Also on I-85 from Perry Hill to Ann Street and on up to around Mulberry. It's moving kind of slow on 85. There's no accident there, but just heavy traffic. Use caution and watch out for the other guy. No other issues around the city that we know of at this time. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has a bright, fresh fresh new look and currently has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton, 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
I was just talking about Kaiser. I meant to say, they had the most amazing driftwood coffee tables.
Oh, my gosh. Really? That is the new, that's the new fad.
That's what I'm going back for next time. Next time. And by the way, as I mentioned yesterday, I'm learning what people respond to on Facebook. A frickin' sandwich has 55 likes. And I go to great lengths to find cute videos and stuff that people react to, and I get the...
I can add 20 to that 55 on mine, so...
I was not real modest when I posted it. I said, I served BLTs to the gang this morning. Compare this to what a restaurant puts on your plate.
Hey, that's a great photographer.
Hashtag humble. He sure is. When you want your food photographed, call Rich Thomas. And You do a good job posing the food.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, and my friend Jay.
Hey. Hi, everybody.
Jay, you're a part of this.
Hi. Yeah, I know I'm a part of it.
You're on TV every day.
Say you want to reward a friend of yours for making you crack up throughout the stressful work day. Take that friend to lunch. Take them to the Seafood Bistro. Monday through Thursday, they have fantastic lunch specials for you to enjoy, like the Pick 2, which is where you can pair things like, I don't know, red beans and rice, and maybe some okra or gumbo or the shrimp and grits. There's all these wonderful combinations available for you at the Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, but not just for lunch, for dinner as well.
That's right. You can go online and see the entire menu at theseafoodbistro.com. And for dinner, I mean, you can do it lunch or dinner, but those boil bags, when we were talking about, you know, treating a friend who cracked us up, boil bags would be what that friend would want.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
But go to theseafoodbistro.com to see the entire menu. Put your order in right there or use one of the delivery service apps on your phone and you can have it delivered to your door. It is the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on the Facebook.
Can I check something out here?
Well, we've never been able to stop you.
On the Facebook.
That is so cute, that puppy.
Oh, no, I never promised you a single room.
Look at that puppy.
That's a little Frenchie, isn't it?
That's not true. I never said you would be the only Frenchie. No.
That's so funny.
Are you upset with your roommate?
Look at that face. Oh, and there's another puppy.
Is that the cutest little puppy?
I'll speak to the manager, but I don't know what we can do about this.
Dang it, Karen.
Oh, how could you?
I'm really sorry. I understand if you don't want to stay with us again. Okay.
That's so tiny. So hilarious.
Oh, Rich, I hate to say it, but that dog just out
adorable
you by many miles.
As a kitty.
All right, speaking of animals, Simba. It's time for Animal Stories on News Talk 93.1 FM. Take you straight to the wall. animal story today involves a bear. This is, not only that, a bear, but this story is from New Hampshire, where
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
A woman in New Hampshire.
Pepperidge Farm remembers. Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Pepperidge Farm is big with me.
I don't like you.
Okay, a bear?
I hit it that time. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you did.
Wow.
Hey, what about the beer?
I'm going to see if there's a shift available on.
All right. I got it. What? We don't play this on Kiss.
What's wrong with you?
What? I'm not the program director.
You didn't hear the question? The question was... I mean, that is kind of frenetic. That sounds like it was done on drugs.
That's a vault.
We do play it on
track.
Vault.
It is on the vault?
That's okay. A vault track.
We do play it on vault.
We are 3 minutes into a one-paragraph story of a bear. Anyway, she brought a lobster roll for lunch last week at the Bay Haven Lobster.
What?
Bay Haven.
The Bay Haven Lobster. What's a P-O-U-D?
We ain't Bay Haven.
Is that pout? P-O-U-D? What?
It's a lobster pod.
P-O what?
P-O-U-D.
That's what it says. I've never heard this. This must be some restaurant.
This is,
Proud. This
Look
is it a up, lobster that used to be proud, but has lost its R.
She took most of the sandwich and the side of fries with her in the car, intending to save it for dinner. She said she left her food inside the car when she returned home from work to help her daughter carry some stuff inside. When she got to the back of the car, she had found it had been broken into. Yeah. A day... managed to open the car door and take off with the lobster roll.
Well, if you're a bear, lobster's pretty good take, right?
I would imagine.
Better than garbage.
I don't know how close lobster. I've seen lobsters in the ocean floor. It's a weird thing, man.
Yeah.
And when you see them in their habitat, because they're looking up at you with their little feelers going wiggly, wiggly,
what?
Wiggly, wiggly.
I wish wiggly, people could see you right now.
I'm trying to, you know. And they got those little lobster eyes and their little feelers like this. And, and you look down at me and say, it would be wrong to snatch lobster from.
I don't want to see my food alive before it.
No.
Before it's served to me.
Do you think a lobster looks at a human like that and thinks you're some mythical bird?
I don't know.
I haven't thought about
it. I do know this.
A lobster mentality.
When Goose was little.
A lobster mentality.
When we went to the store, we had to stop at the lobster tank.
Yeah.
And then one day, when she was a little bit older, I said, do you want to go see the lobster tank? And she said, no, it makes me sad.
Yeah.
That's when I knew she was going to be involved in animals and conservatism ship, which is what conservatism ship, which is when conservation efforts.
I also don't want to see my chicken alive before it's served to me.
Well,
in other animal news, two brothers acted like animals. They got into a huge fight over guess what? The guy that started the beer thing. And here, that guy eventually helped raise $3 million for charity with that sign. But of course, he was given the social finger because he put up stupid racist
Twitter
tweets.
Account. Yeah.
And then the reporter that uncovered that
got fired
because he had racist tweets when he was a teen. So what goes around comes around. $2.96 million. The fight was over whether or not the guy should have been treated the way he was. Obviously, one brother's an idiot, and the other brother believes in free speech.
Yeah.
And so, even Anheuser-Busch reacted and took him off the picture off the can, right?
Yeah, that was like, come on, people. I honestly think that most people believe that you should cut some slack. Because I've heard so many people say the same thing. I did stupid stuff when I was 16. Mm-hmm. We all did.
I'm glad Twitter and all the social media accounts weren't around when I was just a little
Me too.
Punk.
I would not want to be growing up in this era. I would be a leper. Anyway, it is 8:31 before we talk to Rich here. You know what else has been taking a beating during this heat? Your car.
Yeah.
That's why it's recommended, especially with air pressure changes coming and cooler weather, you get your car to Don Duncan. When you need tires, you're not going to get a better price anywhere because Don has built relationships with all the major manufacturers over the years. So we get you a wholesale price on the tire itself and then quote you a price that includes installation. Whatever accommodation you need to get it done, a ride back to your office, your house, a pickup, whatever, just ask. They're happy to do it. Customer service that exceeds your highest expectations, certified master technicians, state-of-the-art diagnostics. So they can pretty much handle any situation your car needs. So partner up. You got three spots to work with. Millbrook, Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. On Bell Road, just north of one, in downtown at 408 Madison. And this week's Duncan and Son Predictathon will be in Florida. That'll be Friday.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. I really do think there will be a couple of showers on the radar today and tomorrow, but I still have the rain chances under 20% both days. But yeah, I mean, could it be possible? Sure. Record heat continues with today's high near 100. We easily break the 1904 record of 95. And then tomorrow we easily break the record again of 94. That's a piece of cake. Then on Friday, I think we easily break the record of 97. So over the weekend, temperatures start to ease down a little bit, like, for instance, Saturday's high 95, Sunday's high 91. It's going in the right direction, and the rain chances, again, not zero, but let's say 20% or less over the weekend. I think Sunday the radar will be a little bit more animated, perhaps. Then on Monday, as we start the brand new week, scattered showers and thunderstorms in a band ahead of a cold front heading southward, entering the state on Monday afternoon, continuing to move southward through Monday night into the wee hours of Tuesday morning with the band of showers, then much cooler air back behind it, significantly cooler. Highs only in the low 80s at best, and lows at night maybe around 60, maybe even some upper 50s next week. A big, big change. Right now this morning, clear skies. Our temperature is 77 at 8:35.
I think we have our Morning Maroon nominees coming up. Let's hit the traffic dungeon and Skipper. Not literally.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with another update for you on this Wednesday morning. We have an accident on Highway 80. This is out past Mount Meigs. Use caution if you're coming in on 80. Other than that, around the city, everything seems to be moving smoothly. Still a little bit of a slowdown from Perry Hill to Ann Street and beyond inbound on 85. No accident, just a lot of heavy traffic this morning. We will keep you updated. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years' experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Dr. Nicole Ivey says she has not resigned from her position as principal at Lead Academy. In a statement, she says she was asked to resign after meeting with the State Department of Education about Lead's, quote, lack of compliance with multiple state laws applicable to charter schools. Lead Academy's board will meet tonight to consider a personnel report. All new member activities for Troy University fraternities have been suspended. This comes after two fraternities were suspended because of alleged hazing. The Dean of Student Services and the Office of Fraternity Affairs will hold a series of mandatory meetings with members of each of the fraternities to go over the new member process and reiterate policies regarding hazing and safety. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, everybody. It's time for our Morning Maroon nominees. So let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Garay.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. I think we have to, but we got to decide which one. That situation we told you about earlier this morning where an officer arrested a woman and found her to be in possession of doobie stick.
Yep.
I missed an opportunity there, didn't I? Doobie stick.
Sticks!
No, just one. And he decided to just give her a ticket, wouldn't take her to jail if she would agree to be baptized.
That's not how it's supposed to work.
Of course. She went along with it, though, and then is now suing the cop for $11 million. So who deserves the assignation of blame here?
Well, I mean, she's the one who was the offender. Yeah, and you're not allowed to do that. So she certainly has culpability. Is that the word?
Culpability.
But...
Should she have had a joint?
Robert
culpability.
He had culpability like nobody else.
With Bill Cosby on I Spy.
His name was Robert Culp.
Anyway.
And he, see, Emily doesn't know the joke. Culp. Culpability. Yeah. Robert Culp.
Yeah. Cult personality.
Why do we have to explain everything to millennials? I don't understand.
You know what? I'm going to fling this across the table if you call me a millennial again.
But you are.
I am not.
In the whole.
In the tentacle.
Would you like me to bring it up?
Would you like me to punch you in the face?
Generational names. Here we go.
Well, I want to nominate one of them. Should we make it a group award for the cop and? Because she did go for the baptism, and the other cop came.
Well,
along.
That baptism,
the whole situation,
count.
The other cop who dropped down to his boxers
skibbies.
And then started groping her in the water. So I think the whole situation is
criminal. It's criminal, I tell you.
Last I checked.
Yep.
Last I checked, unless you're in Nevada, prostitution is illegal, right?
Correct.
Okay, so Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
A lady of the evening.
Fifty-year-old?
Pamela Landry, known as Discount Pam on the street.
Discount Pam.
That's not, it does not say that. It doesn't say that.
I made that up.
That's crazy.
That's fake news.
That'll make Mom
Discount
proud.
Discount Pam. You usually find her hanging out at the Dollar General.
If you can't afford.
She,
you lose something over there, Jay?
Discount.
She went to see a 61-year-old client named Michael Pratt.
Oh, well.
He had agreed to pay her money.
How old was the client?
61.
Age appropriate?
Now, this is these are facts here. He agreed to pay her with money and crack. Probably Pratt's crack. Because every Pratt has one, right? So, after they finished...
Oh, God.
He was...
short a little bit?
He was furious. It doesn't say why. He wanted a refund. Apparently, some...
What hooker gives a refund?
Especially well, discount pay.
They don't when you call the police and ask them to get it for you.
I see.
Why do people
now,
do
that's
this?
Another problem right there.
There's yeah. a winner for...
So he was arrested for prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
She was arrested for prostitution and possession of crack.
Yeah.
And crack paraphernalia.
They're a lovely
Frankie
couple.
Or Frankie.
All right. And then we have...
Frankie. Yeah.
Y'all, Jay's sick, so if he doesn't get your name right on the phone, it's because his ears are clogged.
Well, I swear I thought he said his name was Frankie, but his name's Cranky.
And we have another woman in the news who went into a lion enclosure at the Bronx Zoo.
Just saw that on the news a minute ago. They showed that.
Because she thought it'd be a good place to dance. You think drugs might have been involved with
that? She went in there and she was like waving at the lion and she started dancing and then, you know, she got out. The lion just kind of stared at her, but...
Like, I can't believe I see a human this dumb.
That could have gone...
You know,
really bad.
Horribly wrong.
That could have gone so many ways bad.
And it wouldn't have been the lion's fault.
Right.
I promise you, if the lion had chowed down on that woman and she was dead... The sympathies would have been with the lion if there was any threat that they would have to put the lion down because
of course, because they know how stupid that would have been.
So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
Discount Pam and her 61-year-old buddy, her client,
her 61-year-old Pratt.
Yeah. Yep. Discount Pam. I just like Discount Pam.
Yeah.
What a maroon! What an ignoramus!
Discount Pam.
At the Dollar General.
Hey, it's Cranky on the phone.
I don't do
hey,
much.
Good morning.
Is that awesome?
Discount Pam, is that like Costco and Sam's, one of those big box stores?
Yeah.
Well.
I'm assuming that really is for real.
That story was, yeah.
It's a real story, yep.
Her street name is Discount Pam.
No, he made that up. He made that up. That
but it was good.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, he just... her name was changed to protect the innocent.
Yeah, that's
like,
what
just
we
like,
did.
Just like Larry the Cable Guy would say, that's funny. I don't care what kind of STDs you have. That's funny. Y'all have a good day.
All right, thanks, man.
Thank you, Krankenstein. East.
Hey, listen, I was just wondering what it would be like to have Emily drop you guys like French class. That was so funny. But I've got a request.
All right.
The next time you do the animal segment, can you throw a little Johnny Weissmuller in there from time to time?
Tarzan.
Yeah.
I used to have the Tarzan yell on a hotkey, but I never used it, so I got rid of it.
Yeah.
Well, either that or Carol Burnett. You don't want to work.
You boy.
Thank you very much.
You on TV.
We appreciate your patience.
Thanks.
That means it's time for traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with another update for you on this Wednesday morning. We have an accident on Highway 80. This is out past Mount Meigs. Use caution if you're coming in on 80. Other than that, around the city, everything seems to be moving smoothly. Still a little bit of a slowdown from Perry Hill to Ann Street and beyond inbound on 85. No accident, just a lot of heavy traffic this morning. We will keep you updated. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Reinhart Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhart to apply. 676-3862 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. I'm here to tell you about Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group, the hilarious Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group. You can call or text him anytime, 322-0662. Go ahead and plug that into your phone, 322-0662. He wants to make sure that first-time homebuyers know about the great deals that are out there in Montgomery, especially stuff close to downtown as it continues to grow and build with a lot of fun stuff to do. And currently there's a lovely Craftsman-style home. I'm looking at it right now on Zillow in Capitol Heights. It's got the historic aspects of it. It's been renovated inside with new granite countertops, refinished hardwood flooring, updated appliances. It's beautiful. The yard's fenced in. There's a workshop in the back for all your little projects, or if you're going to be like those she shed people and need to have a she shed, you can do that as well. A beautiful wooden deck, and all within 10 minutes of downtown Montgomery. Very centrally located. Very well priced, I must say. Great for a first-time home buyer. Really cute house. Look it up. 2023 Capitol Avenue. And then if you dig it, get in touch with Eddie. 322-0662, and he'll tell you all you need to know about it, show it to you, and get you on the road to owning your first home, or maybe get it as an investment property, you know? You have those options with Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group.
Yeah. He is awesome. It's 8:47.
Yeah. Make fun of me in my life spots.
Can I buy a house? Is that what you're going to do? Make a house? Yeah.
Stop it.
Something you don't want to do in Scotland is next.
Fox Tonight. Critics rave, it's a smash. Wow. And it's back.
Who is the Masked Singer?
Celebrity we unmask next.
Oh my God!
Then, yesterday they were strangers. Today,
the miracle of DNA testing.
We're genetically connected.
Your sisters.
Our worlds have turned upside down.
But I'm going to be here for you.
The premiere of Almost Family after The Masked Singer.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, Ms. Webster.
Hello.
We are just drawing for the XBR Smart TV from Cohen's that you registered for.
Oh, no.
We just drew your name for the Sony 4K 65-inch XBR Smart TV from Cohen's.
I can't believe it.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Cohen's Electronics and Appliances and Blue Water Broadcasting.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Get ready for the most ruthless cops you've ever met. It's Cops Scotland.
Put your haggis down and get your hands over your head, laddie. Put your haggis down. Did you just rock it off a jobby?
Cops Scotland.
How much have you had to drink before driving this car, laddie? A lot.
Good man, get on home. Cops Scotland.
We've got a clat here just about here, out cutting a switch. Turns out he's gone gallivanting his dobber to a couple of queens. Getting real scunnered, best you take a look, yeah.
Right, we're on it. What did he just say?
Put the money in the bag, pipe. Put the money in the bagpipe.
Freeze, you're under arrest. Fight, and you may die. Run, and you'll live, at least for a while. If I don't take your life, I will take your freedom!
Cops Scotland, airing on BBC, BBC One, ITV, BBC Scotland, and Spike.
True story, a 28-year-old man in Scotland got 75 hours of community service for breaking wind three times in the presence of a police officer.
Wow.
Root toot toot.
Yeah. It is 8:50 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I just posted another from the Facebook.
The Facebook.
There was this collection of dog and cat interactions that was really cute, so I put it on there.
You get some great stuff that you. I love the pet stuff.
Yeah, it's so much more fun and enjoyable than
politics.
All of that. Yep. Yeah, yeah. People who fell just short of qualifying for rocket scientists, and I'm going to give you one guess as to which one of us in this group...
Is a rocket scientist?
No, will be the first to buy one of the following.
Oh, Rich.
Well, you don't know what it is.
We don't know
yet.
What it is.
It's not
a... You know, you do have a habit. You do have a habit of giving the endings of my stories before I even started telling it.
Oh. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry I was participating.
What if it was something I seen on TV? Then that's totally you.
Driftwood.
Those driftwood coffee tables at Kaiser Fine Furniture are unbelievable.
Now go back to your story.
Yeah, I want to hear.
Old Gregory.
What is it?
Coming to either Sky Mall or Amazon or someplace.
Okay.
A self-driving garbage can that wheels itself out to the curb in 6K.
Oh, Jay.
Kidding me.
No.
Jay would buy that.
No. Rich.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy that.
I'm sorry. I can see Rich because I've been to his house. I've seen him in his living room.
You've been to Rich's house?
With 11-teen screen, yeah.
Did you see the Emmy?
Both of them. Are there two?
There's one Emmy.
Fuzzy memory.
I mean, you got...
He's got awards all over the place.
Wow. You got to go to Rich's house. Did y'all go see a war movie after?
He has the Mr. Adorable Award for 1987. It was just one thing after another.
Anyway, so it wheels itself out to the curb?
Yes. No. And you're watching 11 different things on TV.
Yeah.
How about them Brewers last night?
I watched jeez.
Well, let me get you.
A company now has a garbage can. You press a button from inside, and it's got the memory
to know where to go.
So it just takes itself right out to the curb. You don't have to worry about it. Yeah. And when it's empty, you press another button, and it goes right back.
Oh my gosh!
I hope that's available in time for Christmas, because now I know what I can get you that you don't already have. Somebody else had a moment of genius here too that I wanted to pass along. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a restaurant that's getting a lot of action by offering in Minnesota. It's a burger. They say that they've had an influx of pregnant women with their labor inducer burger. The owners of the Suburban in Excelsior, Minnesota. Isn't that how you're supposed to say that word?
That was
Isn't it like Buzz Lightyear kind of word?
Yeah, it's a...
Excelsior!
Stan Lee, but yeah.
say that between 1 in 3 pregnant customers have been stopping in per day since the beginning of last week when the burger's purported labor-triggering properties were made public. It all started when co-owner Kelsey Korberg taste-tested a burger the restaurant's chief, Enrique, had...
From Nicaragua.
Well, Nicaragua is where Enrique is from. And immediately went into labor. So, you know, and there's a point in pregnancy from what the women I know said where you really get tired of it and let's get it over with and let's start dilating all that medical stuff. So anyway, they may have come up with a meat formula that induces labor. That's a big deal.
Traffic report for you.
Hey. Let me get the attention.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
John M. called in to tell us that on 85 South, at the Taylor Road exit, right as you come off that loop to get the to get on 280, I guess to get on 85 South from the loop, a car hauler has turned over.
Oh, no.
It is blocking the far right lane. This apparently just happened. The driver is okay.
Loaded with cars?
I think it probably was to have that, to be that top.
This will mark the first time that there's ever been any kind of incident at Taylor Road and I-85.
Probably just going to be the first. It'll probably be the only one that'll ever happen.
You'd see that perfect record broken.
Yeah, I know.
We had Allison from Infusion in here yesterday and talked about the number of amazing services, but back to basics, because there's a young man sitting over here in this room.
Joey. It's not you, Jay.
You still go see the ever so awesome and lovely Lori?
I'm playing on it.
Yeah.
Haven't.
Crowd therapy. You should.
She was here yesterday. Left her bug.
Yeah. Crowd therapy. That's what got me started at Infusion, but they have added so many new services. And the IV vitamin therapy, we've talked about that. That's been there for a while, and that works. And you can.
I'm doing that today.
You are. What are you doing, Myers?
Myers cocktail.
Yep. You have about a dozen choices now of different IV vitamin therapies. Mm-hmm. Depends on what you're looking to do. More energy. Maybe you've been a little run down, like Jay. Maybe you could use one of those immune boosting IVs.
Yeah, I'm gonna go see Discount Pam.
They have everything. Beautiful. You don't have to go see that skank. I'll set it up for you. And I'll arrange it. I'll be your IV pimp.
Not in infusion. She's not there.
No. Seriously, though, they will help you. They do. I did one. I was clogged up. I went and did one that had a high vitamin C. And because it goes right in, you could taste it. And that's when you know you're getting the real deal. When you digest pills, your stomach is not very selective about what it chooses to absorb. IV, it all goes in, and it all gets done.
Yep.
And ask about the red light room. This is the one that's generating the buzz. This is the one that is making people feel incredible, because all these lights do is stimulate your skin cells. And it makes your skin look and feel better. And to an extent, in the rejuvenation process, where you actually kind of feel physically better, too, with it. Ask about it all. Call 296-1662. Consult and see how infusion can change your life. Or visit InfusionCryoAndLaser.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery in my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear, the Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hoes, layaways, or returns.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
Well, not here yet, but she'll be here this afternoon on Happy Hour. And at 4 o'clock, Mayor David Woods will be here.
This is the last time I talk to you guys about it.
Dreyer Woods?